Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
It is Monday. It's March 30th, 2020. It is a beautiful day outside, man. If you just go for a walk, you would have no idea what we're living under right now with this coronavirus, right?
Facts,
right. So, big day today in Virginia and in Maryland. Both governors issuing a stay-at-home executive order. So, let's talk about what that is because it sounds really frightening. Look, he's not saying you can't go out of your home, walk or whatever, go for some exercise, but he is saying limit it to your family members when you do so, continue social distancing. You know, you can leave your home for essential jobs or essential reasons like getting food, medicine, urgent medical attention, but beyond that, only essential personnel can take public transportation. This is entirely serious. Governor Hogan and Northam, they're trying to flatten the curve of this coronavirus. And you know what? It might have been spurred on by this one man who threw a bonfire, Mark, a Charles County guy. He was told by the governor's office time and time again, do not do this. You have a social distancing order. After police say he just refused to listen. So he threw this party with 60 people there. So guess what? He is facing a misdemeanor charge, and that charge could carry a year and or a $5,000 fine. So this is entirely serious.
And that's also that piece, you know, if you're out there after 8 o'clock tonight, you can also get that, get charged with that.
That's what you can get,
right. $5,000, I think, is enough to make a lot of people start to think about it.
And in Virginia, it's immediate. So here we go. You know, all this, though, how are we going to be after this is all over? Actually, the president was saying that he was speaking with Anthony Fauci, who has become the leading expert on this. Will we shake hands anymore? Will we hug when we see each other? The president, he says he thinks that some of those guidelines will go away as far as how we greet each other. So I'm curious about that. I want to hear from you. Will you shake hands? How will you be differently after all this is done? And it will be done. Call us 202-432-WHUR.
Join Allison Seymour and Mark Clark's family now.